I'm Hunter Logan, and it is time to stack the pucks. First, to the preview between the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Seattle Kraken in a huge game in the Pacific Division. Then we're going to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes. They're playing a very important game. They go play the Flyers. And then you have the Devils going on into Florida to play the Panthers. But like I said from the top, we're going to start with the Oilers and the Kraken. A huge game in terms of who's going to get a wild card spot and who's going to get a Pacific Division spot, which we know is huge for the matchups. The lines open up in this game with the Oilers at minus 134, the Kraken at plus 112. Shifted around a little bit now with the Oilers at minus 142 and the Kraken at plus 118. You can get the Oilers on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 175, and the over-under in this game sits at 6.5. Oilers coming into this game 38-23-8 on the season, 38-31 against the puck line, 41 overs, 22 unders, 20-11-3 on the road this season. And it's probably going to be Stuart Skinner in net for them. He has been really a saving grace because Jack Campbell has not had a good first season with the Oilers, and Skinner has been playing really well this season. He's 21-14-4 on the year, 2.87 goals against, a .912 save percentage. He's really stepped up when they needed him to step up, like he's stolen a couple of games for them, which you can't really say has been the case for the Oilers over the last couple of seasons. And the Oilers, as of late, they've been hot. They were cold for a while, and now they've gotten hot again. I think they just needed a little bit of time for some of their deadline acquisitions to kind of assimilate themselves in. Bukestad's been a good pickup. Obviously, Matthias Ekholm's been a good pickup for them. They've won four of their last five games, two overs in that time, and they're coming off of a huge win against the Stars the other day. They won that game 4-1. They were able to score a couple goals against Jake Oettinger. They didn't even have an empty net goal in that game. They got the fourth goal with Oettinger in the net, which, I mean, not many teams could say they scored four goals on Jake Oettinger, but when you have Connor McDavid, all things are possible. Now, the Kraken, on the other hand, they are 38-23-7 on the season, 40-28 against the puck line, 30 overs, 33 under, 16-14-4 at home this season. Probably going to be Philip Grubauer in net for them tonight. He's 13-12-4, 2.96 goals against, an .895 save percentage. Like I said, save percentage get a little higher up, of course. I'm saying that because I have him in fantasy, and everybody would like to see my fantasy goalie do a little bit better, but he's been playing a little bit better as of late. They had a big win the other night. They won 2-1 in overtime on Thursday against the Sharks. It snapped a three-game losing streak for the Kraken. And the Kraken, they really had an up-and-down season. There's been a lot of times where they look like that they're going to really make that big run towards winning the Pacific Division. They were leading the Pacific Division at the All-Star break. But since the All-Star break, like, they've kind of been like up and down and up and down. They win two in a row. They lose three in a row. They win 4 of 5. They lose 5 of 6. There's no consistency for the Kraken. But a couple of trends going into this game. The Kraken, they have four straight home overs. So they're scoring a lot of goals, but they're giving up a lot of goals because Martin Jones and Philip Grubauer, not the best goalie tandem. I mean, you have two goalies in the 800s in save percentage. It's not ideal. And the Kraken, they're also 1-5 in their last six home games. It's part of why the reason, like, the Oilers, they were struggling for a while. But because the Kraken were not able to take advantage of it, they're still kind of fighting for that final Pacific Division spot. And I like the Oilers in this game, and I like the over to hit just because Stuart Skinner's kind of been struggling as of late, and Grubauer's kind of had a, you know, struggling season. And I like the, so I like the Oilers on the road in this game, and I like the over to hit.
Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Philadelphia Flyers. The money line gives the Hurricanes the favorite at minus 230, while Philly is sitting at plus 188. The over-under is set at 6.5. with the puck line -1.5 in favor of the Hurricanes at +108. Carolina comes into today 44-15-8, 29-38 against the puck line, 30 overs, 35 unders, and a 27-6 record on the road. The Hurricanes lost last night to the Toronto Maple Leafs by a score of 5-2. Toronto jumped out early, scoring two within the first 12.5 minutes of the game, making it 2-0. Then Brady Skegge makes it a 2-1 game, scoring for the Hurricanes, but Austin Matthews was able to convert on the power play with just under 2.5 minutes to go in the first period to make it a 3-1 Maple Leaf lead through one. After Martin Nečas and Zach Aston-Reese traded goals for the Hurricanes and Maple Leafs, it was 4-2 through two, and then Morgan Rielly, with 11 minutes remaining in the third, put the Maple Leafs up by the final score of 5-2. Now, it's a tough loss for the Hurricanes, seeing as they've lost three of their last four, including that one last night. It's definitely not the end of the world for the Hurricanes, though, seeing as they still hold that one-point lead over the New Jersey Devils for the top spot in the Metro Division. As for the over-unders, the under is 4-0 in the Hurricanes' last four versus the Metro Division, as well as the under being 4-1-1 in the Hurricanes' last six versus the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia, meanwhile, is 25, 32, and 11, 42 and 26 against the puck line, 32 overs, 33 unders, and a 13, 16, and 4 record at home. The Flyers were able to defeat the Buffalo Sabres last night, snapping their four-game losing streak. Owen Tippett got the scoring started for the Flyers 15 minutes into the first period on a power play goal. Then in the second, with Owen Tippett adding a second, James Van Riemsdyk grabbing a goal, as well as Joel Farabee being the first to score in the second period, making it 4-0 through two. In the third period, the Sabres started to show some life with Victor Olofsson converting on the power play 2.5 minutes into the third, but Owen Tippett got his hat trick goal 5.5 into the third period to make it 5-1. And then Victor Olofsson, with 1 second remaining in the game, scored on the power play for the final being 5-2. Now, this doesn't do much for the Flyers in terms of a playoff standing, but it does hurt the Sabres, seeing as the Sabres are 6 points behind the final wildcard spot Islanders. As for the over-unders for Philly, the under is 5-1 in the Flyers' last six versus the Metro Division, as well as the under being 4-1 in the Flyers' last five versus the Eastern Conference. Now, this game should be a no-brainer. I mean, I would clearly take Carolina's puck line at -1.5 or +108. Not only the best bang for your buck, but at the same time, I highly doubt Philly is going to beat Carolina.
We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the New Jersey Devils and the Florida Panthers. Now, this game is huge, massive, because you have the Devils. They have the Hurricanes in their sights. Obviously, the Hurricanes having the bad news last week of Andrei Svechnikov. He's done for the season. So they're kind of keeping their eyes on the Hurricanes to take over first in the Metro Division. And you have the Panthers trying to chase down the Islanders or the Penguins trying to make the playoffs. There's a lot to play for in this game. That's why we love hockey so much. But the lines open up in this game with the Devils at -106 and the Panthers at -114. Not much movement. You still have the Devils at -106. I don't really understand that. But the Panthers are at -113. So you still got the Devils at the same number, but they brought down the Panthers like a little bit. I'm assuming this might get closer to -110 even odds, but you're pretty much looking at even odds regardless. And you have the Panthers. You can get them on the puck line -1.5 at +210. They just kind of had to pick one of the teams because they think this is going to be a close game. And the over-under in this game is at 6.5. Now, the Devils coming in 44-17-7 on the year, 35-33 against the puck line, 32 overs, 32 unders, 25-4-6 on the road this season. They're one of the best road teams. They're one of the best teams in the NHL, and one of the biggest reasons for that, Vitek Vanacek, just a guy that they were hoping to be a 1A, 1B situation with Mackenzie Blackwood. Obviously, Blackwood has struggled to stay healthy again. But Vanacek this season, 28-8-3 on the season. A 2.52 goals against, a .908 save percentage. He has 3 shutouts on the season. They didn't just get a 1B guy. They got a 1 guy. They got a starting goalie out of this deal that they only have him at like $3 or $4 million. So they walked away looking great because they got a starting goalie out of it. And they didn't really have to pay that much for him. But the Devils, they've lost back-to-back games. They played the Tampa Bay Lightning in a... The NHL's doing that thing kind of like the NBA started, where teams are playing 2 games back-to-back in the same city. The NBA did it to kind of fight load management. The NHL's doing it to limit travel, because one of the biggest complaints is travel. So the Devils, they lost back-to-back games to the Lightning. They lost the first one 4-1, then they lost the second one 4-3 in a shootout. So I really just... they got to find a way to get back into the winning side, because the Hurricanes are struggling, and this is a chance for them to win the division. They can't squander it. Now, the Panthers, on the other hand, 34-27-7 on the year, 27-41 against the puck line, 37 overs, 25 unders, 20-10-4 at home. And the reason why they have so many overs, Sergei Bobrovsky, he's so up and down, man. He's 22-17-3, a .303 goals against, a .903 save percentage. He has 1 shutout, and it really makes me wonder where the Panthers would be if they didn't have Bobrovsky. Because Bobrovsky's making about $10 million, and he has a .900 save percentage. You need a little bit more than that. He's a good goalie, but he's not making the huge saves that a great goalie should. The Panthers, they've won 4 of their last 5 games, though, 3 overs in that time. And they're coming off of a win against the Canadiens. They won that game 9-5 on Thursday. They scored 7 goals in the first period. You heard that right. 7 of them in the first period. It was a crazy game that the Panthers were able to win. And they're keeping pace in the wild card race. They're not done yet, but I like the Devils a lot in this game. I love the Devils because you're getting them close to even money, and that's not really what you get with the Devils a lot. Most of the time you're getting the Devils at like -200, -300. This is an opportunity for you to get them at -106, and I would take it. And I like the over in this game. Both these teams score a lot of goals. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the New Jersey Devils and the Florida Panthers.